This is episode number 60, A Mindset for Handling Periods of Overwhelm. Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. I'm Bethany Hansen, your host, and I'm very happy to be with you today. What is it that overwhelms you? Do you ever have a sense that things are just out of control? Or perhaps that you just have too many responsibilities or commitments? Maybe you have a lot going on in your mind, such as tasks to complete, people to call, assignments to follow up on. Whatever it is that overwhelms you, rest assured we're going to talk about that sense of being overwhelmed today, and hopefully you'll find some resolution or at least one step you can take by the end of this podcast. I am no stranger to overwhelm. As a mother of two very active boys, I was teaching full-time. I also had some part-time university teaching that was online, and I was completing a doctoral degree at the same time. In the middle of all that, we had some scouting activities that our sons were involved in. I was also involved. And then we moved. We packed up and moved our whole household all by ourselves. We didn't hire any movers. We just packed it all up and moved two states away. And then shortly after that, I adapted to a brand new job, took something else on full time, and then shortly after that, homeschooled my son. Why do I tell you all of this? Well, I'm telling you all of these things not to compare them with your experience or your lot, simply to give you this understanding that I have been in a period of overwhelm. I am often in a sense of very busy time, but there are periods of overwhelm in our lives that are unique and different than the rest of the time. This podcast is for you if you're experiencing a sense of overwhelm about those things you're involved in. First of all, let's get straight what I mean by overwhelm. Overwhelm is actually a way of thinking. It's not really your to-do list. It's not really all that stuff you have going on. It might seem like it is, but feeling overwhelmed is part of life. Overwhelm is just your brain trying to grab onto all those ideas floating around in your mind all at once. They seem fuzzy, undecided. Maybe some of those ideas you're having are in the future, or they could be worry or anxiety about something coming up. Maybe you have a project or an event that you need to prepare for, and there are a lot of steps you haven't broken down yet. There are a lot of intangible thoughts you have in your mind, and because you're trying to grab onto them all at once, and they're fuzzy, those are not tangible in the present moment. There's this beautiful thing about our brains. Our brains really love to have clarity by closing the loop. The loop would be any unfinished business, or any open thought that is uncertain, or yet to be seen. Anything that's in the future, or is bigger than we can comprehend right now, or is undecided, those are the things that the brain would love more than anything else to close. The brain is satisfied when it can automate things, problem solve, and shut down any open spaces that give us the anxiety or the sense of lack of completion. This overwhelmed sense that's a normal part of life, it ebbs and flows, but at some times it gets a little bit more intense than usual. At times like these, instead of trying to just feel peace in the moment of overwhelm, I suggest accepting that A, it's a normal experience to be overwhelmed at times, and B, when you're overwhelmed, there are activities you can do every day to help you reduce that feeling of overwhelm and successfully navigate through it. I would like to call this a dance. There's this dance between us and our unexpected or unpleasant emotions. We have positive emotions too, but there are a lot of unpleasant emotions we experience that we'd rather push aside or not feel. Overwhelm tends to produce a lot of those kinds of unpleasant emotions. So overwhelm, we want to reduce by tackling all those tasks. And of course, we cannot do it because many of these things are undecided in the future or otherwise not ready to be done right now. So here's an exercise I'd like to recommend to you that you might enjoy, or at least you might find puts you back in the driver's seat. This activity gives you a sense of control And it allows you to take one step forward towards gaining control over the situation that feels otherwise out of control to you. Grab a piece of paper, and here's what we'll do. Number one, set aside 15 minutes. Schedule this. Put it on your calendar. Schedule it on your Google Calendar or whatever calendar you're using. And put a little alarm on your phone or whatever you use to manage your time. And make sure that you know exactly when you're going to do this 15-minute activity. Be strict about it. Tune out all distractions. Number two, write down everything that is in your mind during that 15 minutes. Now, I'm talking about all those things that are bringing a sense of overwhelm into your life. That could be all of the to-do list items, all of the things to prepare for in the future, all of the increased responsibilities you might currently have, all the phone calls you need to follow up on, letters you need to write or things to mail, meetings you're going to attend in the next week or so, projects you need to chop up and work on little parts. All of those things, write them down in the 15 minutes that you have. Write down the main ideas and don't add any interpretation, story, or reflection. It's very tempting as you start writing these ideas down to start explaining or categorizing or making them in the form of lists or somehow grouping and organizing. Now, writing them down to empty your mind and organizing and processing them, those are two different things. Don't let yourself start processing them while you're just trying to write them down. Instead, we call this a brain dump because you're just emptying your brain onto that piece of paper. So take the 15 minutes and do the brain dump. When the time is up, take a look at the paper without really analyzing it. Don't start to pick things apart. Don't look at the story behind it. Don't well up with emotion or reflect on these issues. Just glance at it and realize this. You have effectively captured all of these thoughts that are creating your sense of overwhelm. For this reason, you can now let your brain relax a bit and stop spinning around all these overwhelming thoughts. This isn't the chance to just hide them, push them aside, and procrastinate. No, we're actually containing them and capturing them, and we're doing it on purpose. Next, schedule 15 to 30 minutes later in the day to return to this brain dump page and put it on your calendar. If needed, again, add an alarm that will alert you that it's time to return to the brain dump page. Set the brain dump paper aside and move on to other tasks for the day, like working, teaching, making scheduled phone calls, etc. Whatever it is that you really need to get done today, just get started and don't think anymore about all of that overwhelming stuff you wrote down. When intrusive thoughts enter your brain throughout the day that will stop you or put you back into the overwhelm paralysis, take a moment and add them to your brain dump page, then let them go. At the scheduled time later in the day, revisit your brain dump page. Either organize the page into categories, to-do list, list of tasks to be done, or something like this, or simply choose one important matter on that page and do something about it immediately. If time permits, you can do both. You can spend a little time categorizing and organizing the page, and you can choose one thing and act on it quickly. It really depends on the amount of time you can devote to this when you return to this page later in the day. Now, the following day, that's when you reflect on this process, sometime early in the day before you do another brain dump activity. The first question I would ask myself if I were doing this is, did it work for me? Was it effective in reducing my sense of overwhelm in the moment that I needed to focus and get work done? Next, will I do another one today? Am I going to make it a daily habit? And if so, will I start with a clean paper or add to the previous paper? What will I schedule on the calendar for today that is on the brain dump page from yesterday? And what seems the most important priority? I'm going to take a few minutes and I'm going to schedule those things out and ensure that one or two of those things can get done today. Which items on your list can be scheduled into your day today, tomorrow, and in the next 7 days? I'd like to suggest that if things on your brain dump page cannot be done in the next 7 days, it's possible you may need to let others who are relying on you know that you won't be completing those tasks anytime soon. You might also want to break them down into just smaller steps that are achievable in a shorter time frame, or at least that you can get started on. Lastly, you might consider things that will not even get started in the next 7 days, that you might schedule work time on the calendar next week, next month, whenever it's going to come up, to get started thinking about them so they don't slip through the cracks and you don't have to keep them on your mind all the time. Now, what is possible when you stop resisting the discomfort of overwhelm and begin dancing into it? How can this work for you instead of against you? Remember, feeling overwhelmed comes from your thoughts, and they are just thoughts. We can clear them out by writing them down, then we can look at them later and decide what's important, what to act on, and what to cross off the page. By capturing your thoughts, reviewing them, and determining how to prioritize and schedule them, you systematically manage things without procrastinating and without avoiding. This is going to help you let go of negative feelings you might be harboring against yourself or gathering so many things to think about and do. It will also let you feel free to think more creatively, think clearly, and actually get things done in the present moment. We all have periods of overwhelm. It's very easy to get lost and spend hours thinking, making lists, scheduling things out, breaking things out, and just doing all of that planning and processing that actually doesn't get us anywhere. While there is a time and a place for planning, the doing is what really gets us the results we need. It's also what's going to generate the feelings of success or attainment that we're trying to get. Remember, you might feel overwhelmed a great deal of the time, and feeling overwhelmed is a completely normal human experience. It's not something we need to run away from. It is something that gives us a message. And that message is our brain is telling us, look, I'm full. I've got too much going on in here. Help me process it. And by taking time to do the brain dump activity and then sort through it later in the day, you give your brain immediate relief. You also give yourself the space to process things and ensure they don't slip through the cracks, that you don't just procrastinate indefinitely, and that you do really get things done. This is the best way to start moving forward and to stop feeling stuck. You're okay. You're normal. You can handle this. Thanks for joining me today to talk about this sense of overwhelm. I wish you all the best this week in being the best version of you.
This has been a podcast called Mindset for Life by Bethany at drbcoach.com. To find me on the web, you can visit my blog or my website at www.drbcoach.com. That's drbcoach.com.